Chandler, Oklahoma, June 7th, 1976. Continuation of the James Owen Dorsey Dictionary, beginning with the word Bajoche, meaning the Iowas.
We got to the word for the Iowa Indians. Bajoche.
Bajoche. Bajoche.
Bajoche.
Bajoche. Means gray nose.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Yeah. Bajoche.
Okay. And Basu?
Basu means a point of something.
Okay. And let's see, I think we had Hopasustieje. Hopasustieje.
Hopasustieje. That means gar,
that's
you know,
gar,
those fish.
A gar fish. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's see. Ba-opa. Ba-opa.
Ba-opa.
Ba-opa. They give it in here as the ridge of the nose.
Hmm.
Like up on top of the nose. Hmm. Bridge of the nose.
Yeah.
Does opa mean anything?
Opa. No. Ba means nose. Ba.
Ba by itself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Ba opa ke. Okay. And payaha. Payaha.
Payaha.
Yeah.
Payaha. Get up.
Get up.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, when you're sleeping. Say, buy you, huh? Say, get up.
Okay, let's see. This is Gayo Gashon Ajumi Kenji. Apayo. Apayo, huh? Adam Shonge Agule Adomble.
Yeah. He went after his horses.
Alright. How would you say that?
It's a buy you, huh? Ajumi Kedda, buy you, huh? The Shonge Awagitumbe Pier. That's what I'd say. Awagitumbe Pier. I'd look after the horses.
Okay. And then Payin.
Payin. Payin.
Maybe that has the accent on the wrong place. Maybe it's Payin.
Must be Payin. That's what we call Pawnees, Payin.
Yeah. And the different kinds of Pawnees, he has Payinchi.
Payinchi, yeah. Payinchi. That's different kinds of Pawnees.
Okay. And Payimoho.
Payimoho. I don't know what that means, Payimoho.
It's supposed to be like, it's one of the different Pawnee tribes,
oh.
But I don't know.
Huh.
Which ones? How about Shkiyi?
Shkiyi. I don't know what that is, Shkiyi. Mm. It might be Skeedy. You know, the Pawnees live in Skeedy, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Skeedy.
I expect you're right.
Yeah.
And Chami?
Chami. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Paze. We already had that.
Yeah, Paze, the evening.
The evening. Paze Ahiaka.
Yeah, it's getting evening time.
Okay. Hono Paze?
Hono Paze means dark. Night. Night time. Hono Paze means night time.
Hono Paze.
Hono Paze.
And Ponchega.
Ponchega, pecan.
Well, you give me that as Ponchege.
Ponchege, uh-huh.
Yeah, Ponchege. How about strawberry? Do you know the word for strawberry? He says Ponchega. Or Ponchega. Strawberry.
Yeah, Ponchega.
You like that for strawberry?
Yeah, Ponchega, uh-huh.
Pongashkehinga.
What that is, Pongashkehinga?
It's supposed to be a kind of little earring.
Oh, huh.
Does it make sense?
No.
Okay. Jihabaska Unto.
Jihabaska. Jihabaska's a shell. You know those seashells? Those are big ones, you know?
Okay.
They used to use them to shell corn with. Jihabaska.
How about Ointo?
Ointo.
Because the whole phrase is Chihobasko Ointo.
Hmm. Oi, that's earrings. What we say, earrings. Oi, oita.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oita.
Oita.
Oita. Could you say it again?
Oita.
Okay. Oita. Mm-hmm. And
oita.
That's what he's got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pohinga.
Pohinga. I mean, some kind of little nuts, I think. Pohinga.
Yeah, he has hazelnuts.
Yeah. Well, it could be anything, you know, little nuts of something. Pohinga.
Okay. Polaje.
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 I don't know what that is, polaje.
He has the roof of the mouth.
Oh, huh.
Top of the mouth.
Polaje.
You recognize it now? Pohinga?
I don't know what that is.
How about hickory nut? Ponche?
Ponche. I see that means little gourds. Little white gourds, little round ones. Ponche.
Ponche, okay.
I would eat, you know, doing that just
Yeah, I remember about
yeah.
That guy.
Ponche.
Ponche, Inga. Right. Okay, let's see. Ponche-jeje. Ponche-jeje is pecan, isn't it?
Pecan, uh-huh.
Yeah. Ponche-jeje who?
Ponche-jeje who? That's a tree.
It'd be the pecan tree.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. Wadas tosta?
Wadas tosta.
Wadas tosta. Yeah. Does that make sense?
No. What does he say it is?
Well, he says it's another word for the pecan.
Oh.
Country.
Yeah.
What does this stuff
do? I mean, they used to use that a long time ago. But we say it Pontanga now.
Okay. And Pontanga?
Pontanga means walnut.
Walnut, okay. And Ponka. Ponka is ponka, I guess.
Yeah, ponka. Ponka. That's what we call them, ponka. Ponkas.
All right. And ponkonikashiga.
Ponkonikashiga. I mean, that's a man. You know, ponka man.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. And... Kind of a bird. Bebeto.
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 That sound like one of those bull bats. You know, they sit on a post.
Mm-hmm.
Bull bat.
About toichinge.
Toichinge. I don't know what that means, toichinge.
Toichinge is supposed to be a meadowlark.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't hardly know them, what they call them birds.
Well, I'm afraid I never did very much bird watching either. But
I never did pay much attention to them birds.
Me either. Okay. Well, the Pebeto, he says it has an egg that's toho, or blue.
Yeah.
Husuhi wale. Wahusuhi wale.
That means something like a dog, you know, he's a mean dog, he bites. Wahusuhu.
Wahusuhu?
Wahusuhu.
How about that? Well, maybe he...
Yeah, dog bites.
Bites. All right.
Wahusuhu.
Is... Hoshta?
Hoshta.
Does that mean anything?
Hoshta. Hoshta means something small.
Small, okay.
Hoshta.
Yeah, not as large as the tochinge. And the bill, the bill on his front of his head is tosha. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Wings are jijihi.
Yellow.
Yellow?
Jihi, yellow.
Jijihi.
Zihi.
Yeah, zihi is yellow.
Zihi is yellow.
How about jihi? Does that mean anything different?
No.
Jijihi. Okay. And... en Bekishe. Bekishe, Bekishe.
Bekishe.
It's supposed to be a tribe of Indians.
Hmm.
Bekishe. Whoever they are, they used to live up in Kansas.
I don't know what they are. I don't think I've heard of that Peggy shit.
Pegasta.
Pegasta. I don't know what that is.
It's like a hammer. What would you say?
Pegasta. Hmm. Pegasta. I don't know what that is.
Inuate.
Inuate.
Pegachoche.
Doesn't
make sense.
No. I think I've heard of that Pegachoche.
How about Pegazonje?
No.
Okay.
Pegaso? Pegaso. That means a part in your hair. Where you part it?
Mm-hmm.
Pegaso.
Okay, how do you say it again?
Pegaso.
Pegaso, okay. And let's see. Pechlechlebe?
Pechlechlebe. I don't know, but it sounds like it means a forehead.
Mm-hmm. How about poskida?
Poskida.
Poskida.
Poskida. It means that part right here in the center here. Poskida.
Sort of between the eyes, but just a little bit above.
Yeah. Poskida.
Okay. And peje.
Peje. Means hay.
Hay. Mm-hmm. All right. And peje blaska.
Peje blaska. And that means the flat grass.
Yeah. He says that.
I like that. Peche blaska. Little bitty round ones.
Seeds?
Like seeds.
Huh.
They used to grind that up and use it. Put it in their Indian clothes.
Grind it up and put it in clothes?
Yeah.
Does it smell good?
Oh, it smells good.
Smell like new mown hay or something. Yeah, he says that's one of the five different kinds of perfumes that the Carls used. Okay. Yeah, peje blonyali.
Peje blonyali.
Good smell, sweet smell.
Grass smells good.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
What they used to do, you know, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know my dad had one about like that. He put in his clothes.
Braided leaves.
Oh, braided. And he'd freshen it up, just dampen it a little bit, and then it smelled good.
Okay, let's see here. Peje blonyale husjeje. That must be the tall.
Yeah, that tall.
Tall grass or something.
Tall grass.
And peje blonyale pakoshego. Pakoshego.
I don't know what that is, pakushe.
Huh.
Pakushe.
Pakushe?
Pakushe.
Crooked nose?
Crooked nose.
Huh. Mika pakusha. He says here.
Hmm.
Okay, let's see. Peje blon yali huin.
Huin means stink. Maybe stinkweed.
It might be.
Yeah.
Peje blon yale ozogeji.
You find that in timber, it says.
Mm-hmm.
That peje blon yale in the timber.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All set. Pekon hoje.
Pekon
hoje.
think that means a crane. Great crane.
Great crane.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to say great crane.
Yeah.
How do you say it in call?
Bacon de hoodie. Bacon de hoodie.
Okay, bacon de
hoodie.
Hoodie.
Bacon.
Bacon.
Hoodie.
Hoodie. Okay, there we go. Bacon. Tahu yu shinje.
Oh, that's cranes with long neck, you know. Tahu. Tahu yu hoodie.
Okay. Let's see. Tahu is.
Tahu means neck.
Neck.
Tahu.
And yu shinje.
Yu shinje, they, you know, make their necks crooked, you know, a lot of times.
Oh, okay. That's what you bent like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
All
bent.
Okay. Pechlabe. Pechlabe.
I don't know what that means, Bechlabe. It must be some kind of bird.
Well, I think it says it's some kind of tattooed, you know.
Oh.
You recognize the word for tattoo? Oskida.
Chle chle. Chle chle, it's where, you know, they tattoo.
Oh.
Chle chle.
There we go. And then
Pechle would be in the head. Yeah, they make a, you know, like what you was asking me a while ago, Boskida. Boskida, they make a tattoo right between their eyes.
And Pescadoca.
Pescadoca. Duka, so you make something wet.
Wet
it or dampen it or something.
Mm-hmm. Pesca stieje.
A stieje is something along.
Yeah.
And a pe is a forehead.
Mm-hmm. Pesca stieje. Scar's white, but it doesn't fit together.
No, huh?
Let's see, Pesu.
Pesu. I don't know what that is.
Here it says, Si Shonge Pesu.
Shonge Pesu. Oh, that means the hair on the horses. Pesu. On horses.
On
their forehead.
Forelock or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pesu.
Alright. And Payable.
Payable.
That's eight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as Kiadoba?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, which one do you use?
I use Kiadoba.
Okay. I just wonder which one.
Yeah.
It was here. Let's see. Payable Yonye. Payable Yonye. I don't know. And Payomba?
Payomba seven.
Okay, do you have a different word for seven also?
No.
Just
no,
two?
Just that eight.
Just two words for eight.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Peomba Kusta. Peomba Kusta.
He took seven of something.
Okay.
Peomba seven.
Yeah.
And Yusta is, he got it.
Okay.
Yusabe.
Yeah. And Peyusta. Payuski?
Payuski. No, I don't know what that is.
How about wrinkles on your face or the forehead?
I'd say tsinya. Tsinya.
Tsinya?
Tsinya. Wrinkles on your face or on your face or forehead.
Okay.
Tsinya.
Tsinya. Okay, how about payuski?
Payuski.
Doesn't mean anything.
No.
Okay. How about bezega?
Some kind of little berries, pesiga.
Yeah, it's supposed to be gooseberries.
Yeah, pesiga.
The green ones. Okay. Piji.
No good.
No good.
Piji.
Pijichi. Pijiwali.
Pijiwali. Well, same thing, Pijiwali.
Really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Piji agiji.
don't know what that Agi she is.
Ajimbe.
Bishi Ajimbe.
Ajimbe.
It's something that he didn't like it because it was no good.
Bishi Ongajaji. Ongajajimbe. I guess
it's what it means. We think it ain't no good.
Okay. Pille. Supposed to be somebody loves somebody, it says here.
No.
Okay. Wahutandapa.
That means a pistol, I think.
Alright.
Wahutandapa.
How about pista?
Pista.
You use that for pistol too?
No.
Pista. Okay. And we had poskida.
Yeah, we had that.
Middle part of the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you hit something and it makes a sound, poke.
Gapoke.
Gapoke.
Gapoke. I mean something, if you know, hit some rock or something, you know, it makes noise. Gapoke.
Alright. And let's see. And pokehu. Pokehu.
I don't know what that is.
Pokehu. Supposed to be the elder bush. Nonomba hutto. It's supposed to grow there, I guess. Something like elderberries, is it?
Nonohu. Maybe that's what that is. Nonohu means like you smoke this, some kind of weed like that kinnikin.
Ah, well, maybe that's it. Yeah. Nonombahu.
Nonombahu.
Nonombahuto.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is. They used to smoke that kinnikin a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to grow on this tree called the pokehu. Pokehu.
Hmm. I don't know what that is about pokehu.
I don't either. Well, let's see. Here's the head, the stanchions or halter for a cow or a horse. Poyuhno. Pa oyuhno.
Pa oyuhno. Pa oyuhno.
Alright.
It's a halter.
That's the halter.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke. Pusuhu.
Pusuhu.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be a pecan tree, wouldn't it? Busuhu.
And we had Ponstiege
for
that.
Busu, I think it's acorn.
Yeah, he says Busuhinga.
Yeah, acorn, I think.
Mm-hmm. He says, he calls it the jack oak.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of an oak tree a jack oak is. Busuhinga is the smallest kind of acorn.
Uh-huh.
How about... Jojitanga. Jojitanga.
I don't know what that is, Jojitanga.
How about Taskaskue?
Taskaskue. Taskaskue. I think that means some kind of, oak moths. Those have in the trees, the green
mm-hmm.
oak moths.
And Bue?
Bue. It's far.
Okay.
It's burning. Bue.
Yeah. Bejik
Peggy Puabe.
Then Puza.
Puza. Sand.
Sand. Puza Blonze. Puza Blonze.
Puza
Blonze.
I don't know what that Blonze means.
Okay. Let's see. It's supposed to be a real fine kind of sand.
Oh, uh-huh. Hmm.
But, okay, how about gall or bile, like in the gallbladder of an animal? Fuzi?
Fuzu. I think they call that fuzu.
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 Okay. And grind up corn in a container or in a mortar. What did you say? Ape?
Ape.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you pound it. Okay. Ape.
And he's pounding it? Pabe?
Yeah, pounding it. You know, they used to have a piece of wood about like that and about that high. It was gouged out in the center. And then they put that corn in and they had a big old stick about like that down the bottom, about that big.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes small. Then they use that to pound that corn with it.
What they call the thing they pounded it in?
And see, they call it hinjebe.
Hinjebe?
Hinjebe.
And what they pounded it with?
Let's see, what is it they call it? Hinjebe. Ochiemba. They used to say Ochiemba. You know,
he's hitting it.
Yeah, hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, my folks had one. They put it in the ground. They put their corn in there, and my dad used to pound it.
Pound it up?
Mm-hmm. They had a grinder, but they'd do that way.
Well, works just as good, doesn't
it? They say it works better.
Well, there you go. Sometimes the old ways are the best. Mm-hmm. How about pabe? Does that mean the same thing? He's pounding it?
Yeah, pabe.
Pabe.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That means same thing, where he's pounding it.
Okay, and petaka. A petaka.
Gapetaka.
He's gonna
grind corn.
Okay. Okie dokie. And onpetanaka.
Onpetanaka. We're gonna pound it, I guess.
I suppose so. And pe itself is forehead.
Pe, forehead.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. How would you say he has a wide forehead? Forehead that's wide. Big.
I'd say Pestjeje.
Pestjeje?
Pestjeje.
How would you say that man has a big forehead?
Dova Pestjeje Bayamba.
Okay. You say Payinge. Payinge. Or Payinge. Stijaba. Or Stijaka, or whatever it would be.
I'd say Pestjeje.
Okay, just Pestjeje.
Uh-huh.
Good enough.
Uh-huh.
And Pedje is fire. Pedje. Pedje Gache. Make a fire.
He make fire.
Right. And Pedje Igachunje.
I don't know what that is. Pedje. I know Pedje is far.
But Igachunje. Igachunje.
I think it's for spanning that far.
Okay.
Trying to make it burn.
Alright. And Pedje Iyayusunje. Pedje Iyayusunje.
I don't know what that means, Iyayusunje.
It's supposed to be the tongs, like you pick up.
Oh, huh.
Burning wood with.
Yeah.
Iyayusunje. And Pejini.
Pejini's whiskey.
Whiskey. And Pejini skue.
Sweet. Yeah. I mean, that's wine, kind of something like wine.
Yeah, he says wine.
Yeah.
sweet.
Whiskey.
Right. Peje oje.
Peje oje.
Peje oje.
Peje oje might be. Peje oje. It means stove.
Stove.
Failed you.
All right. Yeah, he said that's what he says. He says Monze, Monze Pedje Oje, or Monze Pedje.
Monze Pedje.
And Ojechi?
Ojechi is the toilet.
Okay. Good thing it's not the Pedje. Okay. How about matches?
Pedjegache.
Pedjegache. How about, could you also, yeah, right, that's what he has here, Pedje.
Pedjegache.
Pedjegache, yeah, Pedjegache.
Pedjegache.
Uh-huh, you make a fire with it. Okay, Pedje for grass, or hay, rather.
Hay.
Pedjegaju.
Pedjegache. I don't know what that gaku means.
Okay, it's supposed to be a haystack.
Hmm.
Gaju, does that make sense to you? Hey, gaju. Haystack.
Hmm.
I don't know. And here we have the word for wild sage. Pejejota.
That's some kind of a weed,
mm-hmm.
that, oh, I don't know, it smells funny. It's kind of gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah, I guess.
And then they used to make fire a long time ago, you know, and put that pejejota on top of that and make smoke to drive mosquitoes away.
I'll be darned. How do you say it again?
Pejejota.
All right. Yeah, he says it's used in the Mosoje Wachin.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What's Mosoje Wachin?
That's some kind of a dance, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mosoje. That's all they blow is those little flutes, you know, when they dance. That's what that is, flutes. Mosoje.
Okay, and Wachin is dance.
Dance, uh-huh.
Right. So, let's see. How about Pejibachloge?
That's pitchfork.
Okay.
Pejibachloge.
Okay.
Pejigashta.
I can't say it.
Pejigashta. That means where they're cutting hay. You know, the sickles.
Okay.
Pejigashta.
Okay. How would you say it again?
Pejigashta.
Okay.
Wabasige.
Is it a bee? That's a wasp, isn't it?
Wasp is wabasige.
What bee?
Hunigache. Hunigache.
Junigache.
That's a bee.
Honeymaker.
Uh-huh.
It's a big old moth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. A wapunga.
Yeah, that's wapunga. It's a wapunga.
Good for him. Got him a big old wapunga. Wapunga, same as owl, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Pemole.
Pemole. I don't know what that is. Pez is forehead.
Yeah.
Pemole. I don't know what that could be.
Okay. Pedje.
Pedje, that's a
stove,
uh-huh.
Right.
Pedje.
Okay, Moze Pedje,
mm-hmm.
Iron stove.
Mm-hmm.
And Indajuje Pedje.
Indajuje. That's a fireplace.
Fireplace?
Indajuje.
Alright, okay.
You know, it turns red, you know, that fireplace.
Uh-huh. Peje.
What's that?
Peje.
Peje. That's a gourd, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is a gourd rattle.
Yeah.
Tega. Tega he peke. Does that make sense?
No.
Tega he peke. Or Cheha. Cheha doka. Cheha doka peke. Waka peke.
Waka's a, oh, pumpkin.
Yeah. Waka peke. And Tachage. Tachage.
I don't know what that is.
I guess all these are okay. Hadje. Hadabe.
Maybe it's Hage.
Hage.
Hageba. They're crying.
That's crying. No, this is Shayanya Ka Hadabe. They crouch down, squat down in the grass to hide.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah. It would be booster.
Booster.
You know where they squat down.
Uh-huh. Okay. And let's see the next one. Soft. Like if a hide is frozen and gets soft or clothes frozen. How about haga? Or yihaga? Yihagabe.
Kahagabe means, you know what's unthawed. Gahagabe.
Gahaga?
Gahagabe.
Alright. Chaya.
Chaya. Chaya alibe. They came back.
They came back. Alright.
Chaya alibe.
Alright. Chaya agilin leche. Shungi michi. Tseya nombe. Chaya agilin leche. Shungi michi. Supposed to mean they used to kill a horse so that a dead person could ride back to where his home was.
Hi, Alibe. Shungit
Eabe. And Chayo.
Chayo.
He doesn't say what that means here.
Chayo. I don't know what that means. Chayo. Chia, he fell down.
Okay. Could be, I don't know. He just doesn't say. Yeah. here's a good one. Honga.
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 See, that's a badger. Honga. Badger.
Okay. Badger. How about Lominje?
Lominje. I don't know what that means, Lominje.
What he has back here isn't honga so much as hunger. Honga. Honga. It's supposed to be a social disease.
Honga.
Make any sense to you?
No, I never hear of it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good because it means syphilis.
Oh.
I don't know what that's got to do with badgers.
I don't either.
But the next word is he.
Were you burying something? Che.
Che.
Were you burying something?
Okay. And Niaka Cheaka.
Oh, that's water's running. Cheaka.
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 Okay. And Cheku.
That is Heku.
Okay. Chemonge.
Chemonge. Chemonge. That means frost. Chemonge, frost.
Yeah. Chi ochemonge. Chi ochemonge. Frost inside the house.
Yeah. Chi chove.
Yeah.
Like them dogs bury bone.
Okay. How would you say he buried the bone?
Shungi da bum. Let's see. Bone.
Wahoo?
Wahoo. Wahoo cheba. Shungi da wahoo cheba. Study him, I guess, and I don't.
I'm looking right at it. Okay. Let's see. Baho Hewale. Baho Hewale. It's a deep snow, I guess. Snow buried it.
Bahuya snow.
Bahuya. Bahuya Hewale. Does that make sense?
No, just Bahuya means snow.
Mm-hmm. Bahuya. Yeah, I don't know. And Nuju Hewale.
Nuhuhega, maybe that's what it is. Nuhuhega. Raining real hard.
Okay. There we go. Let's see, we had Chiya, or whatever it was. Chiya. Meaning get up or something?
Baha means get up. Chiya means where you fell down.
Oh, wow.
Chiya.
How about Buhi? Buhiabe. No.
Buhuyabe. That means where you jump on somebody and then they fall down. Buhuyabe.
Okay. And gahiyabe?
Gahiyabe, maybe. Gahiya.
Same thing? Yeah.
Gahiya. Where a tree falls down, where you knock a tree down. Gahiya.
All right. Gahiya is to fall down, it says here. Gahiya. Or you say, I fell down.
Ahiya.
Ahiya. And you fell down?
Yahiya.
Yahiya. And he fell down?
Yahiyabe.
Yahiyabe. Okay. All of us, we fell down?
Ahiyabe.
Ahiyabe. Okie doke. And chla, that's thin, isn't it? Or skinny?
Chla.
She go back. Or you say, I'm skinny.
Ochlamike.
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 All right, and you're skinny.
Yachlinike.
All right. Yichlanike.
Yachlanike.
Yachla, whatever it is.
Chla is skinny.
All right, and
Yachlanike.
All right.
You're skinny.
Okay. And he's skinny.
Chlaba.
Chlaba. All right. Chlaba. And us, we're skinny.
Ochlaungai.
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 Okay. How about wachlabe?
Wachlabe. We're skinny.
Okay. Good. Let's see.
Chlaska. Chlaska, that means bud. Oh, flower on the bushes or something. Chlaska.
Okay. Chla itabe.
Chlaska hinga.
Chla itabe zhujechi.
Something about red.
Yeah. How about the buds on the tree or its flowers are red? Chla itabe. Chla itabe zhujechi. Zhuje.
It says chlachuje, chlachuje.
Okay.
Instead of chlaska, be chlachuje.
Okay. Chlazi, yellow, huh?
Yellow, uh-huh. Yellow buds or yellow flowers.
Japaka, chlazi, oyatiaka, oyatiaka.
It's growed on there.
Okay, how about Japa? Japaka. That's Japa. Japa. Japaka. Plazio Yatiaka. How about Bachlege?
Bachlege. That means something like you bust the egg. Gachlege.
Okay, Gachlege. How about Buchlege?
Buchlege. I don't know what that means, Buchlege.
Yichlege?
Gachlege.
Gachlege.
Gachlege means where you bust, crack something.
Okay. And Chlechle, that's tattoo, isn't it?
Yeah, Chlechle. Chlechle means tattoo.
Chlechzage?
Agge is an old man. Agge.
Chlet Agge. Supposed to be a Chlet Agge. or wachlechle, or
wachlechle. It's a flag. Wachlechle.
Wachlechle is a flag.
Mm-hmm.
And flag is then supposed to be the flag carrier.
Yeah.
According to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wachlechle imba. Wachlechle imba.
Carried it.
Carried the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Imba.
Mm-hmm. He is carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, chlichli. Chlichli.
Mo chlichli wali. Oh, what that is?
Supposed to be mud?
Gadadje is mud.
Gadadje is the one we had before for mud.
Mm-hmm.
Chlichli is used here for mud.
Mm.
Kind of with a lot of water in it,
yeah.
You know, like ooze.
Yeah.
Okay, about chli.
It means snot.
Clean. Clean. Okay. Well, now.
I think we had that before.
Well, we had Bachli. Bachli.
Bachli
would be snot. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's right. this is not. Here he gives it to something else. He doesn't give that. I remember Bachli.
Yeah.
We had that. This is Kliaka. He growls like a dog.
Oh,
growls.
Yeah, Klinka.
Klinka.
Yeah, dog growls. That Klink by itself, you know, means snot.
Okay. Chlodje.
Chlodje. Oh,
Chlodje, yeah. Abba. What about Chlodje, Abba? Gachlodje. Skin something? Skin.
That means like those locusts, you know, that come out of their skin.
Oh, I see.
Chlodje.
Chlodje, the skin themselves. Okay. That's about what he has here, is taken to take off like the skin from the hand or the bark from a tree. Chlodje. That has puncture in it.
Yeah, puncture. Bachlodje.
You had to stick with a pin or stick with a needle. Chlodje, that is.
Chlodje.
Yeah, oh yeah, right. Chlodje, that's right.
Yeah.
Chlodje.
Chlodje.
And chloka.
Chloka. That means something hollow.
Okay, something hollow, yeah, or empty, either one.
Empty or.
Uh-huh. And chlonje.
Chlonje.
Gachlonje.
That means, something's rotten and you just touch it and it just falls to pieces.
Bust to pieces or fall to
Chlodje.
Pieces? Okay. Chlodje.
Slow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slow.
Slow, quiet.
Chlodje.
Slowly, quietly.
Chlodje.
Chlodje. To
Chlodje.
Sit quiet.
Yeah, sit still.
Sit still. Yana, huh? Yano. Yano, huh? Fluji Yano, huh?
Go slow.
Go slow.
Fluji Yano, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Fluji go. But that's just quietly, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Just quietly.
That's
or slow.
Go quiet like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Fluji go jape.
Walk slow. Yape. Wape. Fluffy wape.
Okay. Hpo.
Hpo. That means hpo.
He has here like thawed out again. We had something like that before, but it was a different word.
Mm-hmm.
It was, haga before. Bachpo. Thaw out a hide or something that was frozen. He thawed out at the fire in Dachpon. I'm sorry, Dachponbe.
Dachpon.
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 Okay. Does that mean thawed out for to you?
Yeah. Dachpon means when you put it by the fire and it thaws out. Dachpon.
Okay, Chpega.
means spega.
He has here is if somebody's been sick and they're, you know, convalescing, they haven't got their health back yet.
Oh, huh.
They're spega.
Spega.
Oh, spega, Mike.
Well, I guess that'd be right there. Oh, spega, Mike. I'm feeling, you know, poorly.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Stawa is supposed to be to love.
Yeah, stawa. It means you be good to him or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Nikashinga u staya ye bashe hi. Nikashinga u staya ye bashe. You love those people. That's what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, nikashinga yachtaya ishe.
Okay. Okay. And, yeah. Ni chto ahube. Maybe like a drip or something.
Like a dripping. Dripping water.
Neat it.
Neat it.
Yeah, this is Nichton Ahube.
Nichton Ahube. He emptied the water out, sound like.
Ah, to empty.
To empty. Chton, yeah.
Chton, yeah. Okay. Hchi. Oh, that's a suffix. Let's see. Huyachchi.
I mean something by the eagle.
Yeah, it's supposed to mean the real eagle.
Real eagle.
Real eagle. And skachti.
Skachti is white.
Okay. And hoje is gray.
Gray.
Yeah. And hojego.
Hojego. Look like gray.
Alright. And what about pink?
Pink.
Pink color.
I mean, that'd be hee hee.
Okay. And, hoe.
Hoe. That sounds like something, like a buzzing sound.
Okay. Yeah, it's, I guess something like that. He says, whir, to whir.
Yeah.
A whirring sound or a
yeah,
buzzing
whirling sound.
whatever he means by that. He also says the roar, like the roar of a waterfall
yeah.
or the waves. And then he gives the example, Niachechehoeaka. Niachechehoeaka.
Yeah. That's a Niachechehoeaka.
He has that too.
Yeah, Niachechehoeaka. To roar in there.
And Jorge. With Jorge.
Oh, they break to pieces. You know, they used to be snake a long time ago. You'd hit it while it'd come to pieces. That's what Jorge.
Jorge. Okay. Oh, they come. Okay. Honjala. Honjala, I guess that is.
It's a cedar tree.
Cedar tree, yeah. They wear the cedar or something. Honje. Honje is.
Honje. Cedar.
Yeah, so Honjehu.
Honjehu.
Honjehu Mosoje. It's that flute, isn't it?
Yeah, they make flute out of the branches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honjo Nikashinga.
It's the cedar people.
The cedar people, I guess it's supposed to be a sub-branch of the tribe. And a sub-branch of the Ponca, too. And Honga, you gave me a badger.
Honga?
Yeah. Mohonga.
Mohonga.
Or Mohonga.
Badger. Honga.
Yeah. Anyway, huha.
The hide.
Hide or skin. Okay. Huhaska.
Huhaska. Some of them called white people huhaska.
Okay.
White skin.
White skin. Like ishtahe.
Uh-huh. Just like ishtahe.
Okay. And huhuje. Guys read Homba Huhuje Shonka. Homba Huhuje Shonka.
That's a kind of late of evening, you know, when the sun's red.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
And Huhe. Yahuhabe.
Sound like something you like a pecan you crack with your teeth.
Yeah, I guess that's what he means.
Yahuhe.
Yahuhe. Okay.
Yahuhe.
Okay.
He
cracked
that pecan.
Yeah, that's eagle, isn't it?
Oh, hoo-ya.
He has different kinds of eagles here.
Mm.
If you're like me, you probably don't know one from the other.
No.
As Hongatanga.
Hongatanga. I mean, that's some kind of eagle.
Hongatanga.
Mm-hmm. That's a big eagle. One of those black ones, I think.
Okay, and Tasinje Haga.
Tasinje. That's one of them roaches that wear on top of their heads.
Tasinje is deer tail.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Deer tail,
yeah.
Roach.
That's what they call them, deer tail.
Deer tail or Tasinje Haga.
Tasinje.
How about Haga?
Haga means where he's sticking straight up.
Tasinje Haga. Well, I don't know. It's supposed to be some kind of eagle. Yeah. Is it? Huyaleje.
Huyaleje. It's one of them spotted eagles.
Okay. And Huyahinga.
Huyahinga, small eagle.
Huyegohinga. Some kind of bird. Huyapasu.
That's one of them bald eagles. Huyapasu.
Okay.
White heads.
White heads. Okay. And let's see.
Huyahinga.
Huyaleje is a spotted eagle.
Uh-huh. Spotted eagle.
Huyapasu was the
white headed ones.
Uh-huh. It says he catches fish.
Yeah. Ho. Ho uyingeba.
Gets fish. Ho uyingeba. Okay, and Huyegohinga, that's the little one that looks like an eagle,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah. Might know that those are red-tailed hawks.
Ibazihi.
Ibazihi.
And Huyolonge.
Huyolonge.
Yeah, Huyolonge.
That's war bonnet.
War bonnet. Okay. Mosholonge.
Mosholonge. Well, that's the same thing,
yeah.
Mosholonge.
Feather with feathers.
Feathers,
Mosh.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, what was the word for feather? Mosho?
Mosho.
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 Okay, and Huyonikashina.
It's a Duke, Eagle Clan.
Eagle Clan. And
It sounds like they broke something. Hon means they broke it.
How do you say it?
Hon.
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 Okay.
Honbe.
Honbe. Very good. And was there a word hon?
Hon.
Hon. Is that different?
No, I don't know what that hon be.
Honbe.
Bihombe. Like they said on like a chair or something, they broke it. Bihombe.
Okay. Okie doke. Let's see. Tha. Sablaska.
Sablaska. I don't know what that is. Blaska is flat.
Flat. It's supposed to be kind of of grass that grows in ponds.
Hmm.
You know, like rushes, I guess.
Yeah.
That you use for making mats.
Yeah. We call them cattails.
Yeah. What do you, how you call them in call? Do you remember?
I don't remember what they call them.
Anyhow, how about all of a sudden, Sabalji? Dada Sabalji was in La Zambe.
I don't know how you'd say that.
Sabalji here.
Sabalji.
Sabalji. All of a sudden. Dada Sabalji and Wajim Blazabe. Something ripped.
Yeah. I said, you blaza.
You blaza.
You blaza, something that you rip.
Okay. And Sabe is black.
Black.
Here's a good one. Let's see. Miumba Sabe.
That's an eclipse of the sun or the moon. Sound like it means something that you look way out there and you see something white. Sohan.
Okay, sohan.
Sohan.
What's the difference between that and ska?
Well, there ain't nothing different there. It just means the same, imagine.
Okay.
Sohan and ska.
Well, let's see. How about this paper here on the couch? Would you say that that's. It's white. Would you say it's sahan?
I'd say it's sahan. Sahan yayamike. I'd say, I see that white way out there.
Way out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There'd be something way out there. Be sahan.
If you saw this paper up close, would it be ska or sahan?
Ska, ska. It'd be
ska,
ska. Uh-huh.
Okay, so maybe it's something that's up close.
Yeah.
As opposed to something that's a long way off.
Well, when it's long ways, it'd be sahan. Sahan, you know, you see it way out there, sahan. In the papers, ska.
Okay. Now let's see. How about we had sabe? How about shabe?
Shabe means shadow.
Shadow.
Shadow. Shabe.
If you see something black, it's way out there. Would you say sabe?
It'd be sabe.
Sabe or shabe?
If I'd see something shadow-like, I'd say that's shabe. Shabe iayamike. I see something shadow-like out there.
Out there. Okay. And Sablaska. Oh, we had that. It's a stem grass.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Sablaska. Sada.
I don't know what that is. Sada.
Or something stiff or stiffened. Jegahu. Ompada, ompada e. My legs are stiff. Sada. Stiff, stiff leg or stiff arm if you have rheumatism or something.
That'd be dasage.
Dasage?
Dasage.
Oh, okay.
His legs dasage. Hegake dasage ba.
Okay.
Akeba dasage ba. His arms stiff. Dasage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that explains that. And sagi.
Sagi, that's hard.
Hard, firm. Okay. Okay. Sagi badon.
Sagi
push hard.
Push hard. Sagi badon.
Jinjaga.